The data that's come out now in the metastatic setting, particularly the safety data, I think, as well as the efficacy data, has now got people talking about adjuvant trials using bevacizumab.
Sure.
What are people thinking about?
Well, I think the trials, most people could arrive at them in about 5 minutes. At the moment, most of them will be based on the anthracycline taxane sequence or a concurrent combination. And the pilot studies that are underway both in ECOG and in other settings, including our own, are building on that. And the pilots are really meant to generate safety data. The one thing I think we have to recognize, as I mentioned before, while we have great hopes for bevacizumab as adjuvant therapy, once we start using this drug in a larger cohort of patients who really are already cured or likely to be cured of their breast cancer, its toxicity profile is going to be an issue. And the issue specifically of hypertension that is going to pop up in this otherwise healthy population has to be considered. So this is a drug that does need to be safety tested and tested in randomized fashion in the adjuvant setting before it's used.
Although, you know, what I've heard about the hypertension, as you talked about before, is that it's pretty easy to control.
It is, but you got to pay attention to it and you have to check blood pressures, which is not something I don't know that every oncologist has necessarily been doing at every office visit. Maybe they haven't, I may be wrong about that. But it's just something to be aware of and you have to not dismiss it. And what I mean by that is it wouldn't surprise me if historically a patient with metastatic breast cancer on second-line therapy wandered into the doctor's office and had a diastolic blood pressure of 95 or 100, and that would be routinely ignored in everyday practice. And that's the kind of thing that, especially in the adjuvant setting, will not be acceptable.
Of course.
I have to add one more thing, of
Okay.
course.